Now, questions in 2007 about pre-war reading in 2002. In two presidential debates this week, CNN's Wolf Blitzer has asked about the pre-war national intelligence estimate on Iraq. Who read it? A new book about Hillary Clinton says she did not read it. On Sunday, in a Democratic debate, Blitzer asked Clinton whether she regretted not having read it, and she said she didn't.
Wolf, I was thoroughly briefed. I knew all the arguments. I knew all of what the Defense Department, the CIA, the State Department were all saying. And I sought out dissenting opinions as well as talking to people in previous administrations and outside experts.
In the same debate, former Senator John Edwards said he hadn't read it, but he said as an Intelligence Committee member, he had been directly briefed. A spokesman for Senator Joseph Biden says the Delaware Democrat did read the NIE, as it's called. Like Clinton and Edwards, Biden voted in favor of authorizing the war in Iraq. At last night's Republican debate on CNN, both John McCain and Sam Brownback, both of them senators, said they hadn't read it either.
I did not read that particular document. I received hundreds of briefings, tens and hundreds of hours of study and background and information on it.
Senator Brownback, you're also a member of the United States Senate. Did you read that classified national intelligence estimate?
I don't remember that report. I had a number of briefings, and I held a number of committee hearings.
One Republican candidate has said today, that's Congressman Duncan Hunter, former chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, that he, in fact, did read the National Intelligence Estimate. But one person who said long ago that he read it and that it was very influential in his vote against authorizing the invasion of Iraq was former Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham, who was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee back in 2002. Welcome to the program, Senator Graham.
Thank you very much.
What was it that you saw in the National Intelligence Estimate, which, as we understand it, was read by rather few of your colleagues, but what was it that informed your decision?
Robert, there were a chain of events. The first was that there was no National Intelligence Estimate as of early September of 2002. So we utilized the rarely utilized authority of the Senate Intelligence Committee to direct that there be an NIE. It was a document that had as its consensus view that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and that Saddam Hussein was attempting to reconstitute his nuclear capabilities. But it was also pocked with dissents, conditions, and minority opinions on a variety of critical issues. One area in which there was consensus, however, was the statement that the only condition under which Saddam Hussein would use whatever weapons of mass destruction he had would be if he was first attacked.
Mm-hmm. But let me just clarify here. You're saying that the National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq in the fall of 2002 was fundamentally wrong on the main point as to whether Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But even so, in reading it, you were persuaded against voting to authorize the invasion of Iraq.
Yes, there were two other subsequent events that were sparked by the NIE. We asked the question of what was our level of confidence of the accuracy of the information. The answer was the information came primarily from the exile community, many of whom had not been in Iraq for 10 or 20 years, and all of whom had a strong conflict of interest because the only way they were going to be back in power would be walking in behind a United States tank. We also asked, did we, the United States, have anyone on the ground who was given the responsibility of verifying the accuracy of this information from the exile? And the answer was no.
Another point, which I gather was disputed, at least by the State Department in a footnote to this report, was whether the now notorious aluminum tubes that Iraq had been shopping for around the world were for making nuclear weapons or whether they were for other purposes, such as artillery. And I gather there was some dispute as to that.
Yes, and the State Department disputed it, but I thought even more significantly, the Department of Energy, which is the department of the United States government that is responsible for our own nuclear program, they disputed it.
Now, given that some of the things that you found most informative about the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq, were the dissenting footnotes or indeed the holes in the arguments that either came up from reading the estimate or from questioning then-CIA Director Tenet, is it fair to say that other senators who did not read this National Intelligence Estimate were getting briefed to the same extent and understood all the same information prior to their votes?
I don't know what other sources they were relying upon, but I found the NIE and the circumstances which surrounded it to be the document that provided, to me, the clearest insight that the intelligence was being manipulated in order to make a particular case rather than being used to inform judgment as to what case should be made.
Well, former Senator Bob Graham of Florida, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Thank
you very much.
Senator Graham was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the fall of 2002.